complaints about something that really went wrong in the past that you're not aware of, you could make the same mistake.
Our last question, I mean, that's why I think this is even more dangerous.
New podcast.
Okay.
Right now.
Like a brainstorm. It's even more dangerous because right now, in the whole world, I think, there's like, they're not anymore just one truth, for example. I mean, this class is empty.
Yes.
But there's people, no, it's not empty. Yes, no. In my opinion, you have to respect my opinion. For me, it's full of water.
Yeah.
You know, and they start repeating over and over again.
It's a mistake.
Time after time. Yeah, but and some people, you know, I mean, like a myth, like my talk. And some people are saying, no, no, that glass was full of water. Well, and they start repeating. And then our last vice president, Christina,
right.
For example, she said, we have just 5% of poverty. So, I mean, it's a better average, like Germany, like, and all the people start, you see?
Yeah.
Christina is the best person ever.
Yeah.
Because just 5% it was, that's 32% of
that happens life. That happens in most I think in the world, because we are used to listening to information that is not correct, and that is why I said that about my generation. Because when someone for the example says that this is full, when it's actually empty and you are seeing it with your own eyes, and you're witnessing that it's empty, but you heard someone say it's full or it was full, your like automatic response is it's full.
Right.
And it's like you're lying
to thinking about it.
You're lying to yourself. Well, at least you like I think about it. I like to think about it.
Yeah.
What it's sad is when I see someone who knows the reality but not they don't acknowledge it.
Yeah.
That is sad. And that happens a lot now. They don't acknowledge it. They just like ride past through it, and we're going into like an abyss of misinformation. And at least in my country, that happens every day with an elder woman, and because like with WhatsApp, a guy goes to the toilet and records an audio for 20 minutes saying that it's gonna be a breakdown in the of power in 48 hours, and send it to his aunt in another state. And then the aunt gets all excited, and she sends it to her friend, and the friend, and then creates a chain of
misinformation, viral,
and is fake information.
It is,
and people buy it, and even my own mother.
Bought
into that information, and she used to send me like 1,000 audios, and I'm like, listen, this is all fake. Who is the guy in that audio? Like, he doesn't even announce himself. Like, this is me. My ID is this, and it happens a lot.
And that circles back to the point you were making a little while ago. People are too lazy
to
check their sources.
Exactly.
They
that's
just
what
hear
I'm saying.
A rumor and continue the rumor on.
Yeah.
Right.
And some of these things are really destructive.
It is, but
like there was a rumor going around in the United States recently. Do you guys know what Lyme disease is?
What?
Yeah.
Sorry,
Lyme disease.
I don't.
I think it's an infectious disease because of a tick of
a tick that's
a tick.
About the size of
a
rat.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, a rumor started in the United States that you could now get Lyme disease from mosquitoes. Okay, which would be awful because Lyme disease stays with you your entire life. There's no cure for it. You can control it, but it's a neurological disease that makes you very confused. And, you know, when it really...
Many people die because of Lyme disease.
Yeah, they do. But can you imagine the panic in the streets if that was true? Because mosquitoes bite everybody.
Yeah,
everybody's got a mosquito bite or has had one. Well, mosquitoes could transfer Lyme disease. You know, it would wipe out the entire population. And it's not true because, and everybody should have realized and knew about Lyme disease, because the tick has to stay attached for pretty much an entire day. the tick has to feed on you and then regurgitate back into your bloodstream.
It's not just a bite.
Right.
It takes time.
It takes time. And a mosquito lands on you, 3 seconds maybe, and then it's gone again.
Right.
Yeah. But nobody bothered to check.
If that was true, legit.
Yeah. So people, you know, I don't know how many people came up and told me, you know, did you hear that, you know, Lyme disease is now spread by mosquitoes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. There's a website, you know, when I was a pastor preaching, it's so important when you're talking to 300 people or 500 people to make sure that what you're telling them is true, right? So I found this website, it's called Snopes. S-N-O-P-E-S.
Snopes.
Snopes. Are you familiar with that?
No.
Anyway, they take all of these urban legends and myths that are going around, and they write articles about them and tell you whether they're true, partly true, or completely false.
Okay.
For example, the 12 Days of Christmas, the song of the 12 Days of Christmas. There was a rumor going around that, you know, that language was in code because the Protestants, you know, were trying to talk about their faith behind the backs of the Roman Catholics who were in power, you know, centuries ago. Well, it doesn't make any sense because the song's about things that are held in common by Roman Catholic and Protestants. There was no need to speak in a code.
At all.
At all. So, I kind of had a feeling that wasn't true, but I went to Snopes. It's Snopes.com, and all of the rumors that have been around for a while, you go there and
they tell you the reality.
Whether they're true or false.
It's true or false.
I fell for one day.
So everybody now, when you don't know about anything or a rumor, go to Snopes.com and find
Snopes.com.
out.
Forgot.
No, just
like the median name. It was like a billion myth.
Right.
This meaning. Is that okay? Billion? Like the Rwanda?
Yeah, beating myths.
Beating myth.
Myths, sorry. Or breaking down myths.
Yeah. Yes, yes. And some of them are very dangerous.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Let me pull this up and give you some examples because I'm blanking on it now. You know, one of them is that, was Mr. Rogers popular down here? Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood?
No. I know who he is, but he's not famous down here.
Yeah. Well, there was one that, you know, he was a war hero and had been shot a couple, you know, he's this gentle little guy who had a kid show. Did you know that Fred Rogers fought in World War II and was wounded several times and saved a bunch of people's lives? And people bought into that. It was so outrageous. So I went to Snopes, and there's absolutely no truth to that at all. Yeah,
that's like a thing he would say himself in order to impress a lady at a bar.
Yeah,
and the lady bought it, and she told the entire community that it was true, and then the entire United States bought it. But I did hear about that rumor that they say that.
Well, I think social media right now is a really good carrier for all those.
Oh, stories. Yeah, for fake and misinformation.
Okay, here's one. Did a woman give birth to 17 children at once?
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean,
because she's a spider.
Yeah. Does this photograph show a crowd of Trump supporters in London? Yeah, I mean, they have a lot of different things. This is called the Hot 50. So these are the 50 rumors that are pretty recent that are going around.
Okay. Top 50 rumors. Let's see.
Are these Red Cross nurses on the beach? Are these Red Cross nurses on the beach of Normandy on D-Day?
On D-Day.
On D-Day.
Second War.
And this is the photo that goes with it. These nurses. Coming off of a troop transport. Photograph shows Red Cross nurses arriving on the beaches of D-Day.
Can I see the photo?
It wasn't true.
Yeah. No, it's not true.
but if someone happened to...
Here's the photo.
Oh, my God. But if someone happens to stumble with this article, let's say on Facebook... And they might, you know, buy it into it, and they would tell a friend like, "Oh, did you know about this?"
And there's so many of those things on Facebook that kind of are circular. That you see them one time 5 years in the past, and then all of a sudden they pop up again.
Exactly, yeah.
You gotta hear that. This is, I mean, it's very sad, but it's very so funny. There was a couple of weeks ago, we were at the organization committee with Sia and the other ladies. We were talking about the meeting, okay, blah, 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 and my iPhone started ringing. What the fuck is, it was Diego. Please, hang up. So, please, answer the phone. So, okay, Diego, what's going on? He said, hey, do you remember your friend, Francisco? Yeah, what happened? Well, he died. He's one of my best friends. He's a general surgeon and gastroenterologist. Uh-huh. And he said, what? Yeah, he died. So, just check on Facebook. Okay, hold on, because I'm in a meeting, but I said, okay, sorry ladies, but I have to run away. I start calling my friends, and yeah, I heard the same thing, so I don't know what happened, maybe an accident. Okay, so I start calling Seoul, and I couldn't, contact her, so I said, okay, I'm gonna give it a chance. I'm gonna call to Francisco.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. No. He didn't answer. So I started getting crazy, and I said, but I saw her wife at the hospital yesterday, and she was okay. So and I say, okay, let's give another chance. A second phone number from Francisco. And he said, yes, Alexander, what happened?
Yes.
Don't tell me that you are with the same story about I died, but tell me what happened.
Yeah.
Well, he told me a story on Facebook. I mean, he lost one of his best friends. He was a friend from the rugby team. So they posted a picture because it was 1 year after that friend died, and someone put a circle on Francisco, and the headline was "Poor, we're gonna miss you." So
like if he died,
all the people started
going
saying,
nuts.
Yeah, poor Francisco, he died.
He passed away. Oh my God!
It was, in 1 hour, something like that.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Social media are dangerous.
It is.
So how was the interview? Podcast?
It was
okay?
It was pretty good.
Did you touch a lot of topics?
We pretty much focused on the his organization related to what we do, what he does in the United States, and the treatment, and to have empathy with others, and not only if they are diagnosed with a cancer, but only, also if there's a lot of people in the world that suffer from another thing, maybe problems in their life, stress or whatever. We need to have more empathy as human beings and to be there. And I'm not going to compare having cancer with, having debt. But you can have empathy and say, listen, everything is going to be okay. You're going to get through this. And, it's at least a way of telling the other person that there's going to be a better time sometime around, And
yeah. Do you remember there's a movie, a little bit old movie from 1990s. I can't remember the name in English, but in Spanish it was like Chain of Favors. You remember that? Cadena de Favores.
Oh, no, I don't know.
Was
Pass It Forward.
With who?
Was Kevin Spacey in
it? Yeah, let me check. Because we used to...
There was a movie in the 90s where somebody did somebody a favor, and then that person did
Return
somebody else a favor.
Exactly, yeah.
Favor.
It's a chain of favors.
Chain of favors.
I think it was called Pass It Forward.
Pass It Forward in English.
Pay It Forward.
Yeah.
Pay It Forward, yes.
Yeah.
And who's in it?
I think Kevin Spacey.
Yeah,
Kevin Spacey.
House of Cards guy.
Yes, Kevin Spacey. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't seen that movie.
Well, it's
that's the only one you've missed in your whole life, right?
I think so. Yes.
You know, directors. You know.
Oh, look at that.
Maybe I mean,
Helen Hunt and Haley Joel Osment. Okay.
Or, it sounds a little bit, naive.
Yeah, naive.
I'd say, but by that time it was very, very, emotional.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah.
Because it's how you can, help someone else, and that guy
will help other
people. Inspiring you and try to help someone else, and it's
it's a shame. Right. It happens. If you do a positive action that affects the life of someone in a positive way, that person will, or have the, I think we all have the ability to, like I said on the other podcast, like we are a sponge that absorbs energy or information. So if we take, if someone does something good to us, we're going to try to repay that favor to someone else in some kind, at least with the small things like opening the door for someone or holding the elevator, those things.
Yeah.
I believe in karma.
Yeah.
And I think there's positive and negative karma. So sometimes, life doesn't really go along you the way you wanted it.
We have a saying here in Argentina. I don't know if it's the same, but when you plant something good, you're going to harvest something better.
Yes. Yes. There's a parable about that in Matthew 13, the parable of the sower.
Yeah.
If you sow seed on good ground, it multiplies.
Multiplied by many, many
30,
times.
60, or 100 times.
Right.
So,
this is true.
Do you remember the three talents?
The parable of talents. Yes. And that's very powerful because, an expression comes from that. To those who much is given, much is required.
Yeah,
in other words, if you are really blessed with a certain talent or something and you try to keep it to yourself, if you're a good piano player
and you just
play piano in your room, you're not using your gift
you're
supposed to if you don't play in front of a bunch of people.
Right, I agree.
Or maybe I fight with the millennials
please do. I think we should fight with them.
If you're not good enough for something, you have two arms, two beautiful legs, so do something.
Yeah.
Did you want to order something else?
No, I was looking for a group of millennials to hear what Alejandro had to say to bring over here.
I'll take responsibility for that.
And that goes along with you. If you play the piano or have a strong view and you keep it to yourself or a couple of your friends.
Right, you'll be you need to have a listen. Everybody listen up to Dr. Alejandro here. Please pay attention to this message. No, but they will listen in on the podcast.
Yeah.
You'll see.
Something we were talking about a little while ago, the importance of community, and I mentioned this at the conference day before yesterday, but the suicide rate being double for cancer patients, and there are other things that cause the suicide rate to really, really go up. And I deal with a lot of people who are going through depression. I mentioned that, chemotherapy and just any kind of surgery, heart surgery.
Real problem.
Yes, yeah. But there's an expression in the United States, and a lot of these people are so isolated. But somebody told me this expression, one of my board members actually, maybe 5 years ago. But suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem.
Yeah.
In other words, you mentioned debt a little while
ago.
Yeah. So if you're, and you hit rock bottom.
I did.
With the Iranian doctor, that came and... but it's so true because, something can be happening in your life that is going to come and then go in the course of 3 days or a week or something.
Completely.
If you kill yourself,
you
that's
never
it.
Get
that's a permanent solution.
That's a permanent solution.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what if you didn't? Not to put it in context, but at least for me, that I've been through a very tough situation, I've never had suicidal thoughts, but if I would have to think about killing myself, which recently a guy like 2 or 3 months ago killed himself in Buenos Aires, in Puerto Madero. He jumped from a crane.
Oh.
They have cranes there, and it was recorded in video, and it was so shameful, at least to watch, because the fire department. I don't know if you saw this video. I'm gonna show you, but the fire department.
Did I tour something? Sorry,
no.
The fire department was there to hold him, and you know they have a net to catch him.
Yeah.
And he was in between there's the ground and the water from this big port that they have in Buenos Aires. And the guy he stood there for like, I don't know, maybe an hour thinking about, should I do this with my life? And when you see the video, it's so sad that the fire department just looked when he jumped. They didn't even try to pull the net to catch him. And some of them were with his phone recording the moment.
Yeah. Wow.
And so the guy jumped. You see in the raw video, he died. And then a couple days later, I read in the news that he killed himself because his wife was convicted for a murder that she didn't actually did. And he did the guy that killed himself, the husband of this woman, he didn't have the money to help her with the lawyers and the attorneys. And that's why he took the decision to kill himself.
Have you ever heard something about this music band? Moby? Yeah. Mm. I'm not sure if it's Moby's name. Gracias.
¿Una carrera de habitación?
No. I'm gonna play. Yeah, it's on the music. Yeah. You're my guest. Don't worry. So, let me check this music band because...
Well, I'm not sure what happened with his wife. Is the trial still going on?
The trial's still going on, but he
took
his life.
And she may be found innocent. But that reminds me of something. You guys have probably heard this before, but out of all of the things we worry about, only 7% of those things ever are worth worrying about. In other words, 93% of the things we get consumed about...
Right.
Never happened.
Never happened.
Or if they do happen, they're not anywhere close to
serious as we imagine. Because it's a scenario that you build on that could possibly happen, but never ended up happening.
Right. And your mind runs away.
With the perception that what could happen if this goes this way, or if, like this guy.
Yeah.
And when I saw that video, I thought myself, like on the moment when I hit rock bottom. And I said, what would have happened if I just think I'm someone who would have the bravery, because you have to, I mean, not bravery in the sense of like a hero, but you need to have balls to take your own life away, you know? And
you should watch this video. Same story that you are talking about. It's a video by Moby. Moby is a music band. It's not very famous, but
from Argentina?
No. I think they're British.
British?
Are you lost in the world like me? That's the name.
Are you lost in the world like me?
Yeah. This one.
Well, the lyrics are related to that?
Yeah, it's the same. I mean, they speak about how much crazy are people in the world and lost. That, for example, if someone is committing suicide, all the people is just recording with
cell phones. Yeah.
So
they are not. I think we lost the sense of being a human now.
Well, we have, and this has a whole lot to do with it.
I know, but like
you telecommute from home instead of going to the office.
I will listen to the song when I get to the hotel.
I'm gonna send you the link.
Yeah, I'll send me the link. But me as a 24 year old human or whatever you want to call
man.
Him. Man. But sometimes you can
don't
call me.
Don't say that.
Pronounce. You don't
he's
know.
He's going to sue you.
Who knows? You don't know if I can sue you,
I
Steve.
I refuse to yield to that.
Be careful.
You're a man.
Be careful. Yeah, I'm a man.
You're discriminating. Yeah.
And so I, when I see a situation that, any situation, at least for me, that implies help or the help is needed, technology, it's a tool for that help. I'm not going to record it. I'm going to throw my phone away if necessary, and I'm going to try to help that person.
Right.
Like in my life depends
right.
on it.
Right.
That's how I work. That's how I behave. I don't know why I behave like
yeah.
this. Maybe my grandfather taught me to be like
yeah.
this. Maybe my mom did. Maybe things that I've been through teach me to be like this. Because if you really think about it, I would want to be helped just as much as I help. Don't you think about this?
Oh, yeah.
So why would we take a life, the life of a person for granted? Where are we gonna take out of it? Why are we gonna record it? Where's the point of that?
Yeah.
There's no need, man. We are losing what at least what I think it is the meaning of being a human being.
Yeah.
And to have emotions and to have a heart and to care for the other. I'm not talking about religious wise or
yeah.
just as I person trying to help another.
Yeah. We're losing our humanity.
We're losing our humanity.
And because we become so detached from other human beings because...
Correct.
I had a professor in seminary who said, and this was very early in the tech age, who said, next time you're at a school, you know, when it's about to get out of school, stand in front of that school and watch the students coming out of the school. And report back what you see. Well, what you see is every student
is watching to their phone,
looking at their phone. Nobody's talking to each other as they leave.
This is true.
I looked at the next table over last night, and there were only four people sitting at the table.
Right.
Every one of them
we're looking
was looking at their phone. Nobody
right.
was talking.
Well, you can also see this on the subway.
Let's
yes.
take a picture, guys.
In Buenos Aires. Oh yes.
With my friends. Three different nations.
This here.
This is power. Gracias.
No,
thank you. Thank
gracias.
You so much.
Yeah. Well, I have a really good picture. I will send it to you by WhatsApp.
With
a saxo player.
Oh yeah, I have many pictures
yeah.
as well. I need to
yes.
just edit them. I sent you a few.
Okay.
Yesterday, and so we were talking about this topic is very interesting because now people rather don't do anything at all instead of helping someone else. But what that we don't think, or this new generations.
Yeah.
They don't think on the phrase of putting yourself in another man's shoes.
Yes.
Why?
Because there's no time to think about it. Everything is so fast right now.
But I think about it. I'm 24 years old. Listen, I don't care if I put the world on fire and tomorrow I'm on CNN and the news. But I need my generation and the generations to come to acknowledge this, because otherwise Skynet is gonna take over the world, and then I don't want Arnold Schwarzenegger to come save me.
Yeah,
you know, it's very sad. I 2 years ago, the second job that I had in Buenos Aires, it was at a cafe shop, Havana. It's very famous here. I was a server there, and out of the hundreds of people that I would serve on one day, I saw this couple. She was from Colombia and he was from Argentina. And I remember, like, they ordered, and while I was waiting for the barista to make the coffees, I looked at them, and the the lady, well, they were a young couple. The lady, she was looking at her phone like this. And the guy was like this. Looking at her.
Trying to get her to make eye contact.
Trying to get him, yeah, or he was just in love or whatever, yeah. Or lost on her. But she was like this. And for a long period of time, so when I brought her the coffees, then she took a moment, just a brief moment,
yeah.
For me to put the coffee in the table, and then she grabbed her phone again. Like you even said this today. I know it's true. I know you acknowledge this. You said your phone, out of the three things that you carry the most on a regular day basis, which are your phone, your car keys, and your wallet, your phone is the most important one.
Most important.
So, there you go.
My whole life is in that phone.
I know, I understand, but when we put it in the example of like helping other, or if it depends on your life, I would throw away all those things.
Oh yes,
you know what I mean.
If someone was drowning, I would not take the time to empty my pockets before
just
I
jump
out
to
try
to
rescue them. Yeah,
just jump to the water. Yeah. That's it. Try to help that person. Yeah. That's what I mean. And I think my generation don't think about this also because everything is so fast and they don't tend to they take everything for granted, and nobody teaches us how to help the others because we don't even know how to help them ourselves and to love ourselves. Because I was talking about this topic with Dr. Alejandro yesterday regarding my girlfriend, that she's a 21 years old, and this really irritated me. Every time we went out, she would be on her phone, and I would put my phone away. Like, I would take my phone and put it here.
Yeah.
I would take her phone and put it there. But any second, she would get a notification and start watching. And that would irritate me. I said, listen, you want me to be here? Mm-hmm. I can go.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to watch your phone, just stay home and watch your phone. What do you want to see me? Really, it's disrespectful.
It is,
And I don't know how many times I said that to her, and she didn't pay attention. She still do it.
Yeah.
You know, she still does it. And it's... I don't think it's right. Because I don't do it because I don't like when other people do it. Unless you have a super busy schedule or you are a doctor or whatever. But, like, when you are with someone else, face-to-face... And that's the other thing. That's the other thing. We don't say things face-to-face anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because we recently
everything by WhatsApp or
everything is by message, WhatsApp, and I don't like that
because it's easier.
It is easier.
It is easier. A fight through WhatsApp,
but it really takes the humanity away. I mean, face to face is obviously better, but best is to talk to someone.
You can insult me and destroy me on WhatsApp within seconds.
On Twitter,
but Twitter. I hate Twitter. I use Twitter, but what I hate about Twitter is that.
Sewers? How do you say? Cloacas?
Sewers.
Sewers.
Yeah.
We usually say here, like, Twitter is like a sewer, because you can say whatever you want. I mean,
nobody cares.
Bad words. So.
Yeah. So, Twitter, it's a place of, how do you say this? Like, indirecta?
Indirect.
Indirect message to someone. You know, like,
see,
someone would say, oh, the President Trump is this.
Yeah.
He's not gonna give a crap about it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
He can just block you if he wants.
Yeah.
If it affects you, it's your problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some other thing that I really don't like is that someone can destroy you on WhatsApp. They can say the most terrible bad words ever, curses, whatever. But I want that person to tell all the thing he's telling me in WhatsApp on my face.
Yeah.
I really do. I had recently an experience with that.
Right.
Yeah, but Twitter is even worse because, for example, for this meeting, Diego's sister, she said, why not? You're not on Twitter. And I started thinking about that and I said, no. Why not? Because,
you don't need Twitter.
Some other neurosurgeon who is a competition for us.
Right.
And he can, he is the Intercontinental Owner. That's
right.
the nickname. He said, no, those guys are a terrible, bad team. So I mean, of course it's not true, but who's gonna say that it's not true?
I mean, they can exactly it's on Twitter. Misinformation. So, they can give a bad review just because of the sake of giving a bad review out of nothing. Because now people does that
for free.
Free. Yeah, like you make a free enemy.
Yeah.
And yeah, I agree on not having a Instagram as well, but now people also, besides taking everything for granted, I think in a period of 10 years, everything, I don't know if you noticed, but everything now has changed from, at least on the phones, from tactile to voice. Like before, you used to type a lot, at least in the States that you are more advanced technology-wise. Now you have tools like Amazon Alexa, Siri, Google.
Siri.
And I remember when I went to Minneapolis, Minnesota for Thanksgiving. This is back in 2016. My friends rented a place for Thanksgiving, and it came with an Amazon Alexa. And everything was with that thing. It was Alexa, turn the lights on. Yeah. Alexa, put some music. Alexa, make me a sandwich. Yeah. You know? Pretty much. So it's everything is now voice, and it makes you buy time with it, but it's like we're gonna end up being useless.
Yeah.
It makes you stupid because
and many things like
you're asking for
I don't know how to turn on the lights. Yeah. I don't know how to open the door. I appreciate that things are faster now and
more productive.
Productive, and like with the CEO of Uber, he said when you use an Uber, you are not paying for a ride. And I was like, what? And he said, no, you're not paying for a ride.
You're paying for the application.
No, not even. You're buying time.
Yeah.
Ah.
You're not buying an application, you're not paying for a ride, you are buying time. And this is true because when you get to a cab, the cab driver is going to turn around.
Yes.
Especially here in Argentina. So be careful in Buenos Aires.
Take Uber.
Take Uber.
Yeah.
Take Uber. Yeah.
Do you have the application?
I do. I have both Uber and Lyft, but there's no Lyft.
No, Lyft,
here,
there's no Lyft here. Yeah. It's a Cabify. Yeah.
Cabify.
It's like. Yeah. So, I get that, but it's going to make us useless at some point in time because we're not going to be able to do. Or if you, I try to look everything on the positive side. Always try to. Okay. You buy time. Things are easier now. Therefore, then you have more time now to study, to become more proficient into something, into make your dreams come true.
Theoretically.
It's to spend more hours in your cell phone.
Yes. like the girlfriend.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. All day, every day. Yeah. And she would complain about, oh, I need a job, oh, and I need to study now, and I want to learn piano. Like, she would change things that she wanted to do so often that it would irritate me as well. And she's like, oh, now I want to be a singer. And the next day, I want to be a piano player.
Yeah.
Next day, I want to be an actress. And I say, listen, you can be multi-talented. Really, you can. I'm going to be there for you.
Yeah.
But in reality,
focusing.
You need to focus on one thing first. And you can learn many things. Like, I know how to cook, how to design, how to do photography. Yeah. But this took me time. You know that they say that you need to at least do like 10,000 hours of one thing to be proficient at it.
Yeah.
I believe in this.
Yeah.
This is true. So now, the new generations, or my generation, they do a couple of hours of something and they give up.
Yep.
Because they say it's too
tired.
Hard.
Yeah.
Or it's not what they want.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same thing with personal relationships or even with love, for example.
It happened to me.
The mismessage right now, I mean, which is spread all around the world, is, I mean, love is not about suffering. Why? If you are suffering just a little, okay, just give up. So it's complicated. I mean, I remember the Arnold Schwarzenegger saying, no pain, no gain.
No pain, no gain,
yeah.
No pain, no gain.
But now, you know, so many people, are kind of addicted to immediate gratification.
Yeah.
I mean, if I can't have it right now, it's not worth it. It's not worth it.
Lab rats.
Yeah, right. Lab rats and a trophy for being the 23rd on the race.
Participation trophies.
Participation trophies for anything.
Yeah.
Which means a lot of likes in your social media.
Exactly. Yeah. Or messages.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'm not pretty enough anymore. Because I didn't got 260 likes like on my other
photo.
Many
people get depressed.
I know.
If they don't have enough likes.
I've heard in the United States, even girls have suicide, have killed themselves for this.
Yes.
There's some, I think it's a series in Netflix with
this is called
teenager.
It's called Cyberbullying.
Cyberbullying, and there's another one. Can't remember.
13th Reason Why.
Yeah.
13 Reasons Why.
Reasons Why, that's complicated.
It is.
Very complicated.
Well, Cesar and I were talking earlier today about the most common sin that's mentioned in the Bible is gossip, sin of gossip. How much easier has gossip gotten now when you can send it out to tens of thousands of people just by posting it?
Right.
But it's described in the Bible as a tongue that can set an entire fart, that lights the spark that could burn down an entire forest, or the rudder of a large ship that if the rudder moves a certain way will run the entire ship into the rocks. But, you know, the tongue is a very small part of the human body, right? So it's the spark that causes all of these problems. It's that destructive, and it's gotten even worse because of the mass destruction that you can do now with social media. Instead of just whispering it to one person and hoping that they tell two people, and you can get misinformation out to millions of people now.
Just
with a keystroke.
Yeah, I agree.
Guys,
we're not gonna fix this war.
I know.
Unfortunately, we can try.
Just in one day.
We can try, but
I really,
at least it was very, how can I say, tiring to at least try to, with one person, my girlfriend, it's a person that I really try to take care of.
Yeah.
Because it's a person you love. So it's like, I don't want you to think like others. I want you to think for yourself. I don't want you to follow what the others do. You have the ability, because these tools are bad and they're good at the same time. This is all about perspective.
Yeah.
You can do wrong, you can also do good. You can spread a message. I'm spreading a message of positive message.
Way, yeah.
And, well, we all are, but she just didn't want to hold into it.
Yeah.
Why? Because into her head, and like I was telling you before, her family and like her mother and her grandmother and the mother of her grandmother already had a way of looking at life. And they apply onto generations and generations, and that's their only way to see the world. There's no other one.
Yeah.
Like, they can't change their perspective into something else. And that's really sad.
Yeah.
Because there is another way to see it. And that's why people kill themselves, and or at least they don't, I don't know, people that say, oh, I want to travel and I want to do this and do that. And then, and you'll say, like, well, why don't you just go do it?
Yeah.
I don't have the money, I don't have the time. Well, then just get a job and work and make it happen.
It's too complicated, no.
It actually isn't, because why am I here?
I prefer to keep on complaining because it's right. Free. Yeah,
it's free. Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
People want to be rich, millionaire, have a boat in Miami with cash like the Wolf of Wall Street, but they're just sitting on their couch or on their beds, looking to other people's life stories and watching The Simpsons. Making fun of themselves.
It's also all about the comfort zone.
Comfort
zone. About the comfort zone. Nobody wants to get out.
Yes.
I love since the first time I left my country, I love to get off my comfort zone. To push myself away from it, because it's as bad as, I mean, it's good to have it, to know it's there, but sometimes you need to travel at least to somewhere else to and feel insecure of or be more aware of your surroundings, you know,
to grow up,
to learn something new.
And that's true, and I've been at the bedside of so many people who, you know, are obviously on the way out, who have so many regrets. I always wanted to go to Europe and never did, and now it's too late.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly,
I always wanted to, you know, be able to play the piano. It's just a lot of things we've already been talking about, but you die with so many regrets.
Dreams and goals.
Rather than push your comfort zone.
There's a movie with Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson.
Yep.
Yeah, The Bucket List?
Yeah, I've seen
it. It's amazing.
I think I am like this. I mean, at least personally, because when I went to a Catholic high school in Venezuela, and I'll never forget this. I was in a group called the Mercedari Group. They were in Spanish, and I used to help the community. And this time around, we have to do hours in order to graduate. You have to do community hours. And one of the things that I did with the community was to go to a home, you know, a home for the older people. And I went there for like 2 days, and I had to help them eat, clean them, speak with them, play chess, and stuff like that.
As a volunteer.
I was a volunteer. And I remember I would talk with them. And they were like between 85 to 90-year-old people. And they would always have a regret. Everything they talk about was a regret. Like, it could be about maybe not doing something on their life or not... Like, I remember this lady, I would stay with her, and she would always be thinking about her granddaughter. Like, I should have told my granddaughter this. Or maybe if I would have speak with her in another way, she wouldn't have put me in this place.
Yeah.
I would have been here with her at home.
Yeah.
And some other guy, I remember, he said, like, oh, I always wanted to be an engineer. But... my friends always told me that I was going to fail. When I heard about this, I was like 15, 16, and I immediately started looking at my surroundings and the people at my school, my friends. Friends. They're not really your friends. Unfortunately, they're not. A friend is someone who supports you to the end.
Yeah.
No matter what.
No matter what.
You can change your opinion, and that friend will be there for you.
Yeah.
Well, then I start realizing, like, when I talk, you have to be really careful what you say.
Yep.
And to who you say that, to whom you give the information. So I started to notice that my friends weren't really supporting me. And this is very unfortunate, because you don't have to live with an expectation of others. You just have to do it because you want to do it.
Yeah.
That's the message I want to give to people.
Yeah, there's a lot of good things to do.
Gentlemen.
Okay, guys.
I'm afraid I'm going to fall asleep on the table if I don't.
Yeah, me too.
Go up to the room.
Because we
have
so
to rest.
This is a perfect environment.
It is.
Okay, what about for tomorrow?
So, this was it for tonight's podcast with Dr. Neurosurgeon Alejandro Mercado Santori and Steve Cobb, who is a wonderful person to work with. Gracias a todos por escuchar el podcast de esta noche. Espero que les haya gustado y nos vemos en el próximo episodio de Café con César.